Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
So that was frustrating yesterday. Patriots. Well, actually, there were a couple of frustrating sequences for, I thought, the team yesterday beyond the injuries, which you mentioned. It's a very costly win for the Pats, despite winning 9 in a row, despite going to 10 wins, the only NFL team with 10 wins. Their 9-game win streak, by the way, Keith. Second nomination for Stat of the Week, if
yeah.
you want it.
Oh, they're coming fast and furious here.
They are the only team, aside from the 1961 Houston Oilers.
That was a good Oiler team.
Who have won 9 straight, scoring 23 a game, allowing fewer than 23 a game.
Ooh.
So, I mean, I don't know how many 9-game win streak, how common a 9-game win streak is.
Yeah.
But narrow that down. They're scoring 23-plus every game. They're allowing fewer than 23 every game. The frustration for me would be end of the first half.
Yep.
Giving up the long field goal right before halftime was frustrating for the defense after it felt like they had the game in hand. And then that sequence there in the third quarter where they go 11 plays, 89 yards. The drive takes a long time because they're knocking on the door. They're at the one. They're getting stuffed. They have a touchdown. It gets overturned. They wind up coming away with 0 points. Some of those red zone struggles would be one of the frustrations coming out of the game yesterday beyond playing down to the level of opponent
mm-hmm.
and beyond the obvious in the injuries, which
yeah,
some
tough.
Of the reporting there does seem a little more promising. So we can get into that with your phone call, 617-779-7937 here on a Patriots Monday. You'll hear from Mike Vrabel this morning on the Greg Hill Show. He'll address, some of the blow-up from last week with First Take, Cam Newton,
yeah.
Stephen A., and all that. But joining us right now on a Patriots Monday is a man who had a career day yesterday, Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. By Shaw's and Star Market, you can look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store. Save on the items that you buy most. And by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Hunter Henry, how we doing this week?
Good, guys. How are you?
Good.
We're doing great. As we just said, you had a career-best game in yards yesterday. Drake May referred to you as, quote-unquote, Mr. Consistency coming out of the game. I wanted to ask you, though, you dedicated a game ball, or at least they caught you shouting out Jelani Tavai after your touchdown yesterday. Why'd you decide to do that?
He's just going through a lot right now. I mean, I don't want to get into the details of everything, but obviously went on the trip with us, and just a guy I've played with for a while and care about, and I think we all care about, and wasn't able to make the trip with us, and just wanted to give him a shout-out.
How did things turn around for you guys offensively? First quarter, it was just 2 possessions, couple of punts. Second quarter starts with the pick 6, but then you guys are able to get some footing and then move down the field.
Yeah, obviously not the start we want at all. But, you know, we had adversity head on and had to attack it and, just keep chugging away, keep plugging away. That's what we did. You know, there's a lot of things we got to clean up from this game and, we got to be better from the start. We got to be better in the red zone. So we know that, and we got to get the film room. We got to get on the practice field and get a lot better fast.
I don't know if you'd agree with the characterization, but we watch a lot of the videos in the locker room that get tweeted out after the game by the team, And the locker room did seem a little down yesterday, which maybe some of that was, as you said, things to clean up on the field. I'd imagine a lot of it had to do with the injuries as well. So I don't know if you'd agree with the characterization, but what does it say about the team to get their ninth straight victory despite some of the injuries that piled up yesterday?
No, man, I think that's a testament to this team, man. We needed everybody that went on the trip with us, man, from the coaching staff to the training staff to the, you know, all 53 guys, the practice squad elevations. That's what this league is, man. That's what football is. It's a complete team game. We need everybody. And obviously that was, you know, put on full display yesterday with guys stepping up O-line-wise, guys stepping up D-line, special teams. I mean, everybody picked each other up, and, you know, that's the name of the game.
You know, unfortunately, injuries do happen all the time in the league, but, you know, the cart doesn't always come out onto the field. So how is it for you guys to be able to, you know, go over to the teammate, you know, maybe say something to him, but then kind of put that out of your head and just, like, get right back onto the field, even though you're seeing these guys and you don't know how severe the injuries are going to be or things like that, but to be able to kind of turn your mind off and get back to playing?
Yeah, it's hard. You know, we're human at the end of the day, man, and these are our brothers, and you go to work with them, and you build relationships with these guys, and it's hard for sure, just to be honest with you, like, and be real. But you got to – we still have a game to play, and we got to keep fighting, and, I appreciate the guys that came in and filled those spots and the guys that just continued to fight even, you know, with things maybe not – going our way injury wise and, you know, just things not going our way early. Just continue to plug away, continue to fight.
We were just highlighting some of the struggles you guys had in the red zone yesterday. You were 0-for-2 there. It was a goal line stand by Cincinnati yesterday. You had a touchdown called back there. What were they doing well that made things difficult on you guys in the red zone yesterday?
Yeah, just made plays, man. You got to give them credit. We got to be better on our details, the little things, and just clean some things up, man. But you got to give them credit too; they've made some plays, and but yeah, we got to clean a lot up.
You know, obviously you'll want to score touchdowns there in the red zone, but it's got to feel pretty good to have a kicker, or you must have a lot of confidence in the kicker. I know the first game of the season, I just as a fan, you weren't really sure how it was going to go, but he Borregales has been absolutely nails all season. Some big ones yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, huge always to have a guy like that to rely on. You know, when you get in scoring position, you feel pretty comfortable. But what a kick at the end of the game yesterday to kind of make it a touchdown. You know, they had to go down and score a touchdown that changes the game. So he's hit a lot of big kicks for us. It's been a lot of fun to, you know, have him on the squad.
You a fan of First Take?
A First Take?
Yeah, on ESPN, Cam Newton, Stephen A. Are you guys a fan of that show?
I don't really watch First Take.
Were you aware at all of the back and forth, Cam Newton calling the Patriots fool's gold, Stephen A. at one point calling Drake May a liar? Were you aware of any of that? I say back and forth. I guess it was mostly one-sided from First Take.
Yeah.
I was made aware towards the end of the week, but, I mean, honestly, once we get in the season, man, we don't really pay attention to this. You try to, you know, block out a lot of the outside noise.
Is that something that maybe people like friends or family will say, like, hey, did you hear this or did you see about this? Is that a way that you guys hear about some of the, you know, different talking heads when they're talking about the Patriots?
Yeah, it's usually the the family. It's usually family that lets me know.
You have a favorite Thanksgiving memory? I'm trying to remember if we asked you this a year ago, but obviously growing up, playing football on Thanksgiving, time with family around the holidays, like, is there something that stands out from your time, even going back to childhood, as it relates to Thanksgiving with it right around the corner?
Yeah, man, I think just honestly high school, I was fortunate enough. I played on a pretty good high school football team, so we were always playing on Friday nights of that weekend, so we always had practice the day before. Just being with your boys on a Thursday, you know, Thanksgiving practice is always special. And then, you know, right after that, going to my grandma's house with your whole family. I think that was just, it was a time that was, you know, I haven't been home in that aspect and been able to be home. And so I look back on those times. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
They're super special.
Well, that's a day we're all looking forward to. So happy early Thanksgiving. And with 9 wins in a row, you know what time it is, Hunter. It is time for the Hunter Henry Surprise Question of the Week.
It's time for the Hunter Henry Surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
Y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, once again, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised you've ever been, or 1 being not surprised at all. How surprised are you, Hunter Henry, that chickens can lay between 250 and 300 eggs in a year?
Jeez, probably 45.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry Surprise Question of the Week.
I'll tell you,
this came up on our show last week, and we were way off.
I was like an 85. You know, Keith was embarrassing. Keith, how many?
I thought they had they could lay like 12 a day. Jones thought they could do 100 a day.
I thought they could hit like triple digits. I thought they were spitting out eggs left and right.
No. They got to live a life.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Okay. Right stuff. In the middle of the pack. Well, Hunter Henry, we appreciate the time. Best of luck this week. You get a Monday night game against the New York Giants. You get Thanksgiving. So enjoy that, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, fellas. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Thank you, Hunter Henry. Joining us here on a Patriots Monday. 45.
Yeah, I feel like that's a tie for some other ones. We're going to have Terp come up with a graphic. That might be a little heavy, the 45s.
Yeah, man.
Another good drop to add to
hit you guys with that's crazy.
I mean, I thought he just wanted out at that point in time. I don't blame him. But you know,
thought maybe a guy from Arkansas, maybe he himself even had some chickens, and you never know. Maybe he was well aware. He's like, actually, guys, I'm not surprised at all by that.
Yeah.
But he was middle surprise.
Yeah, he played it. He played it middle of the road is what he did.
Like a medium surprise.
I'm interested, Keith, and I was a little surprised to play the game here.
Okay.
45. I was a 45. That... He kept saying there's a lot they need to clean up. And that is the vibe I got from Vrabel after the game, too. We'll play a clip from him coming up.
I think they're getting sick of not scoring touchdowns in the red zone.
Okay. So Mike Reese highlighted this last week. We talked about it briefly at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We focused more on, you know, the defense having their issues, but we did get into their struggles in the red zone a little bit. Entering the game, they were 0-2 yesterday in the red zone, I believe. I'd have to double check that. I think they were 0-2 in the game. They've struggled scoring touchdowns down there. 23 touchdowns, I guess, now in 41 trips to the red zone. It was 23 and 39 going into that game. So, yeah, why are they having so many issues down there?
I don't know. Especially maybe giving the ball to Terrell Jennings. Maybe that's one of the reasons.
But especially against that defense. Like, I'm sorry. Against that defense,
stinks.
You should be able to hand it to Terrell Jennings and Ramondre Stevenson and everybody else. Like, at that point in time, Will Campbell was still in the game, so it wasn't that. Wilson was gone. What the hell was that yesterday?
So Henderson's coming off of back-to-back good games. I think it's a little overblown how good he was 2 weeks ago. You know, he was good. He scored a bunch of touchdowns.
But they were...
Yeah, and like he didn't average a lot of yards per carry. But let's just say two productive games in a row, and you get the return of Ramondre Stevenson, and you have goal to go, and you're like, let's get Terrell Jennings out there. No, you have two other running backs that I think can do it. Also,
okay, well, one of the other running backs had two cracks at it, and he didn't score either. Why are you singling out Terrell Jennings?
Why not Henderson then? Well, Terrell Jennings, I don't even know why he like suited up. Like, you don't need him. You're going to split carries between Henderson and Stevenson. And so obviously, you know, Stevenson coming off an injury. If you want to dress him, dress him. But I'm not giving him a goal line carry. That makes no sense. That's only one, right? So that wasn't the only issue that they had down there. So but that's the one that I would look at.
That was after the second pass interference on Kayshaun. They went for it on fourth down, by the way.
Yeah.
Which I didn't love when they did it.
I would have kicked it. The way things were going, it wasn't a great day for the offense. The defense.
Which time are you talking about? The first fourth down or the second fourth down? I think I would have kicked on both.
Oh, yeah, definitely the first one.
The first one?
I think maybe both. Just take the points because it felt like if you're up by, what is that, a minute 10?
at that point.
Or that would have made it only 7. No, that would have made it 10.
That would have made it 10.
It would have felt kind of out of reach for the Bengals.
I mean, I think they would have felt... No, I'm sorry. That would have made it 7. I take that back. That would have made it 20-13.
No, so I would have done that, though, too.
So
7!
The second one after they already got stuffed, yeah. I definitely would have kicked it. The first one on booty, I was a little more on the fence about. And maybe because they didn't get it. In retrospect, I'm saying they should have kicked that one. But it was a second pass interference on booty. This is like a whip route in the end zone after he got a big pass interference to basically get him set up down there. They run to Jennings on first down.
Yeah, that's doing that. That's a wasted play.
Then you have the touchdown overturn to Hunter Henry.
Yeah.
Then you get right back down by the goal line on a pass to Hunter Henry, and then Ramondre Stevenson stuffed twice, third and fourth down.
Oh, you guys didn't enjoy the draw play on the goal line on fourth down?
No, I did not. I don't really get taking the ball out of Drake's hands down there.
I would go to Drake. And also, remember when McDaniels...
In fairness, they did try to sneak it in, tush-push it with Drake May later in the game. Kind of a half-hearted tush-push.
Yeah, what is that?
And
you got to either go all full tush-push or don't do it at
all. They didn't score on that one either. That was a third down, not a fourth down. So, yeah, in the red zone and down by the goal line, they were not good yesterday, and they really haven't been great.
No, and that would be, you know, people that were talking about how much credit does Josh McDaniels get, or like all this stuff. Like, well, here's an example of a spot where he needs to improve. Like, he needs to find some better play calls down there. And maybe it is just letting Drake May kind of do like some of these run pass options for him down there. Put the ball in his hands. Maybe he
roll
boots
him
it
out.
In. Also, 2021, Hunter Henry's first year with the team, he was a big touchdown guy. And McDaniels was calling the plays then. And I feel like inside the red zone, inside goal to go, you know, throwing to him is not the worst call to make, especially against a defense like that.
He had 2 touchdowns yesterday.
One
got called back. Yeah, right. So, yeah, maybe more to him.
Yeah.
Anyway, how concerning is that? And who do you blame for their struggles in the red zone? Is that the offensive coordinator gets a lot of love?
Did you like Ramondre's game, by the way? 6 carries for 5 yards.
I didn't realize.
More carries than yards?
Did not realize that was his final line. I knew it couldn't have been much.
6 for 5.
He had 6 carries?
Yeah, that must have been all the kneel downs at the end. No. Ramondre had 6 carries for 5 yards.
I did not realize that was his line yesterday.
They ran for 3.5 yards as a team, but their running backs were all under 4, right? Pop Douglas had a 14-yard run, and Drake May had 5 for 22, which is 4.4. So their running backs did nothing.
Yeah. How much of that is on the offensive coordinator, who, again, the McDaniels mafia will never say it? How much is on him?
They're going to be a little quiet after yesterday.
How much is on the quarterback? Like, honestly, I do put some of that on Drake. Like, when there are plays to be made down there.
You did not have a great game.
You got to make them. But I would say, yeah, it was more his game than his issues in the red zone yesterday. But you guys can discuss 617-779-7937. That's something they're going to need to clean up, especially if they're dealing with some injuries here over the next, you know, 6 weeks, whatever it is, going into the postseason. Meanwhile, Mike Vrabel was on the Greg Hill Show earlier today. We just asked Hunter Henry about the whole first take dust up from last week. You'll hear from the head coach next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.